Yeah, the Double Nickel was definitely where my first VHF contact was made. It was really cool. That was made my first contact. I was on the input of the repeater instead of the output, and I had it all configured wrong, but somebody luckily heard it and let me know, and then I fixed it, and we talked for a minute or two, and then I've never heard from that guy since. Probably one of the main problems I have is, kind of my shift is I'm usually driving home around 6:37, and that's when everybody's kind of winding down for the day. They're, with their family, watching TV, eating dinner, stuff like that. So, it just didn't work out that well for timing wise. But I'd throw out the call sign, and occasionally I'd get some calls back. But I think Wally was probably one of my most frequent, QSO people. He was always there in the beginning, and I had some fun chewing rags with him. But yeah, I don't know. It's good to hear that, other people have different experiences, because it was a little tough at first, and I was kind of bypass. If I didn't spend so much money on my radios, I would have probably moved right into HF. But I had to figure out how to get my VHF UHF stuff working, and it's now I've I think I like VHF UHF more than I like HF, but I gotta mess with HF a little bit more to really get in there and start playing around. I think both are fun and both are very rewarding, but HF is a little bit tougher because, if you can't have an antenna at your house, you gotta go somewhere to set one up, and I put one on the van and that helps, but then I don't have it all configured to run all the time, and it's just a little bit more setup than just grabbing the HT and throwing out your call sign.